Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. We have Andy Evenson today with us, all the way from Minnesota. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Gabor. Good to be here.
Welcome back. We have a good topic today, and Andy's going to talk about reflecting or looking back upon your older works, and I think it's a really good topic because it's universal. It doesn't matter what medium you're working in. Andy's a watercolor artist, but again, this is universal philosophy here. So if you can tell us more of why we should.
Well, I don't know what your philosophy on all this is, but I tend not to save a lot of, like, people are always asking me, do you have, you know, paintings from 20 years ago when you first started?
And burn, baby, no, burn.
Exactly. Not a lot, you know, if I don't like them or whatever, they're gone. It was kind of, this idea was just kind of spawned a little bit because recently I usually put together a calendar at the end of the year. And going back through the paintings I painted over the course of the year and going through them, trying to choose images for the months. I try and, you know, mm-hmm. have the image on the month match the season up here. And it was kind of funny going through some of them. I'm sure this happens to a lot of people where I was like, oh, I didn't really like that painting when I did it, but I don't, now looking at it again, you know, 8 months later or whatever, I like it a lot, you know, for whatever reason, getting that distance, that emotional distance and time distance from a painting and reevaluating it later. And like I said, I'm not one to really do that too often. I've got a portfolio of paintings some are ready to be framed, some not. I'm pretty prolific, and watercolor is a fairly fast medium, so got a lot of work hanging around. And I usually kind of pull out, you know, I can kind of tell, well, actually I can't tell, because I'll finish a painting sometimes, I'm like, man, I really like this painting, and I'll put it out on Instagram and it doesn't get a whole lot of you know, feedback or anything. And then I'll put out another one where I'm literally kind of second guessing myself at the time. I'm like, do I want to put this out or not? And people will just go nuts.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what people's tastes are. But that whole idea of, like I said, going back and kind of looking at your old work, I think is important to, number one, to kind of help you realize that sometimes you are making progress, even though it might be small and you don't realize it at the time. But I did one of those for an extra monthly content video for my students in your course. But looking through some of my old work and how proud I was of it at the time. And some of them were even like from magazine articles and American Artists and stuff. And now I look at those magazines, I'm like, oh my God, I hope nobody has those issues laying around on their tables anymore. It was just so embarrassing going back and looking at those. But in a way, it was also really good because I realized at that time how far I'd come. So
exactly. I mean, you should. I mean, if you look back, I don't know, let's say 10 years back, I mean, you should say like, could have used improved. You should, if you're saying, yeah, that's so fantastic, like, unless, you know, you're like John Singer Sargent or something, but most artists will look back, just throwing 10 years out roughly, I don't know. You should look at it like,
that's a lot of paintings in 10 years.
Yeah. You know, so there's enough gap there, though, that, you know, to say that you should be, not to say unhappy, but you should see issues a little bit. Otherwise, you're like, maybe you're not growing then. Maybe 5 years.
The biggest thing I saw was just how hideous my sense of color use was back then. And I wasn't always and this really speaks to the benefit of plein air painting, by the way, because when I first started watercolor, I didn't have time to get out plein air painting, and I was still learning it. So I was painting from reference photographs, and those aren't always the best, you know? So my color use was just god awful in some of those old paintings. And, but now, through plein air painting, I've learned to, you know, see much better and just much more sophisticated use of color now. And those little, I like color. I don't like to get too gray, you know, with my paintings. But the neutralized colors are just so important in painting. And I had no idea what the hell
it was the opposite. You were doing that back then. I had more color, then people will like it better. It's better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the uneducated.
And again, some people like the strong colors and stuff, but for me, and trying to get a realistic depiction of the landscape, I wasn't even close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it takes time. Yeah. I mean, it's slow growth, not because you were developing slowly. It's just, and you were cranking it at is. It too. It's not like you were, you know, it's just, right. it is. It's painting. That's why not a lot of people will stick with it sometimes. You know, they get frustrated. You know,
it's not because
it's not because they don't like it, but it's like they're not seeing the results. It can be
very frustrating. You know, having those self doubts a friend of mine likes to say, you know, how we live in a microwave society. You know, nobody wants to spend the time to slow cook anymore. It's pop it in and get it done. And social media certainly hasn't helped, you know, getting stuff out there. If you feel like if you haven't posted anything in a week, oh my God,
is he alive?
Something's wrong. And people used to spend months on paintings, you know, so.
Yeah.
but yeah, it's kind of sad. The expectations that people have, the success that they want to have right away. And I tell everybody this, one of the biggest benefits of me having that medical illustration career when I first started to paint was I didn't have to rely on making a living from my watercolors. So
you were perfecting
I wasn't trying to rush. I was painting as much as I could, but I wasn't in a rush to get into shows and get in galleries and everything. I wasn't freaking out if it wasn't happening. And, you know, after 10 years of that, I got to the point then where it was like, okay, now I can start entering. Mm-hmm. I feel like my work is good, good enough anyways.
Yeah, Bill Reese said, William Reese, look, if you guys are not familiar with Bill Reese, he's got the last book that he wrote is great, The Painter's Process. But he said, wait as long as you can before you start selling your paintings. And it's the same exact thing as you talked about. Yeah,
It's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people want to make a living at it right away, but I think most people getting into this know that they're not going to make a ton of money to begin with, not for a while anyways. So,
it's one of the few
it does.
Professions that takes just a long time to even just get the grasp of it. You know, it takes that good 10-year period of hard work I mean, some people develop faster than others, but still just takes time. It's just a slow process. So I hope some of you that are students in the sense of still learning, you know, what we're saying here, just try to be patient, continue to work hard, but don't put these expectations upon yourself.
And a little plug for this course, by the way.
Until I
worked with you, I was always teaching 3-day workshops, you know, 4-day workshops, just little things. And people at the end of one of those, I'd get emails from students once in a while, you know, asking my advice about how quickly they can get into galleries or how did you do this so fast? And I'm like, so fast? I've been doing this for 25 years. You know, what are you talking about? And now I have that for the first time, I have the opportunity to work with students and see their growth over the course of a year or longer if they stay on an alumnus. And what a difference that makes, even just a year, you know.
Yeah, just getting even a few points across for the rest of their, you know, painting life, they're going to remember those points. That's huge. In 1 year, you can kind of do that. Even one thing, if they take away one major thing, to think always differently about that. Like Andy said, X, Y, and Z, I remember that. It's a little bit harder in a 4 days or four, five day workshop versus a year.
I try and just constantly kind of reinforce concepts and, you know, repetition. You learn through repetition and doing, even though, you know, we're branching off into other areas, you know, of the landscape and modules that deal with skies and water and figures or whatever. But the general concepts going right back down to the planning through value studies and all that stuff is all the same. So, just kind of hearing that and getting those lessons over that course of time is good for people. And I think most of them, if they took a look back at the work, I have some students that posted their work before they got in the course and then after. I love it when they do that, you know, and that goes to what we were talking about here, you know, taking that look back. They may not realize the growth that they had until they look back and see, you know, what they were doing before. And yeah, it's fun to see that kind of growth from a student.
Yeah, in a year. In a year, you can.
Gratifying as a teacher.
Yeah, in a year, you can, definitely. So,
yep.
If someone applies themselves, that's another thing, too. You got to work at it.
I mean, exactly.
There's no shortcuts here.
No shortcuts. No shortcuts, exactly.
No shortcuts, but this was great, Andy. Yeah, this is
good.
Something I think someone that's listening right now can do and kind of dig through their stuff and put it out, you know, I don't know, set it up wherever, in their house somewhere, or just walk around and live with. When you put stuff out too, like, because usually we have piles, right? Put it out. I mean, you might not have it out all the time, but put them, you know, in a row or something, and it's different.
And you're kind of looking at it in different, and it depends on, you know, what your mood is at the time and all that kind of stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
You see things in a different light if they're out there versus just, like I said, it's too easy. You have these expectations going into any time you sit down to do a painting, and if it doesn't live up to this mental image you had going into it, you think it's a failure.
Yeah.
But you step away from it for a while and you look back at it without those expectations and you realize that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the opposite can also be true.
Yeah, could be true.
It was a great painting.
Reality hurts.
After a while, you're just just like looking at it after a month.
I know. Yeah, it's a process for sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Andy, on this, just kind of helping folks out there to maybe inspire them and clarify a few things.
I hope so.
All right.
Hope so. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. If you guys want to learn more with Andy, he has an online mentoring course, as we mentioned, with us. It's a year-long mentoring course. Just go to our website at TucsonArtAcademyOnline.com and click on mentoring courses, and you'll be with Andy for a full year. It really can make a big difference in your journey. We have 3 enrollment periods a year, 1 in March, July, and November. Depends when you're listening, obviously. We're hoping that you can make one of those openings. Thanks again, and take care. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.